Radio.com.
Getting.
Wild Talk Radio presents Wrestle Talk Radio's WrestleMania preview special.
I promise you this, Brock Lesnar will not lose the title to you at WrestleMania. And just because I'm paranoid doesn't mean the whole world's not against us. I know what goes on behind the scenes. So if the authority has it in their head to somehow get that title away from Brock Lesnar and place it on Roman Reigns so Seth Rollins can cash in money in the bank on Roman Reigns because he ain't man enough to cash it in on Brock Lesnar, and that's what they're thinking because Seth Rollins will be cheaper as champion than Brock Lesnar. Let me spell this one out for you. If anybody has it in their heads to pull a Montreal screw job on Brock Lesnar for the title at WrestleMania, my client assures me any single person involved in a Montreal scenario will not leave that stadium alive. This title belongs to Brock Lesnar! It's his! And he's not giving it back!
With your host, Tim Stein.
Because if Brock Lesnar wants to spend his summer unifying the WWE and the UFC title, that's what he's gonna do!
Omega.
What if I said to you, I can give you your legacy back. All you have to do is once again stand with your head held high, walk away. We put all this behind us, and you and I do business together. I always do what's best for business. I am magnanimous in that way. And I can assure you that if you put this behind us and you walk away, I ensure that your legacy lives forever, Sting, through the WWE Network. In 2015, Sting will be bigger than he has ever been before. Hell, I'll even go so far as down the line, that puts you in the Hall of Fame. Or we can do it the other way. Or you can sit there with that look on your face and continue to disrespect me. And then I can beat what's left of your legacy out of you right here and now. And when they carry you from this ring tonight, Sting, you will be erased from history. No legacy, no nothing. Gone like you never even existed. The choice is yours.
Mace.
Triple H, I meant what I said when I told you somebody needs to take you down. And that's exactly what I'm gonna do at WrestleMania!
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
And right next to that championship is a huge chip on my shoulder. People telling me I can't. But Brock Lesnar, guess what? I'm gonna beat your ass at WrestleMania. Not because I want to, not because I need to, because I can, I will.
It's Wrestle Talk Radio on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
And I believe that.
Fire up there loud, and nothing but a shot. Turn down for
what?
You gotta put the stun. Oh my!
Turn down for what?
And welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. This week, it is the last episode before WrestleMania, and we have to thank Stephen Hawking for giving us that intro. I totally didn't steal that joke.
Nope. Hey. Last week I went 58 seconds on the intro. This week, you know, had to, you know, go above and beyond.
Yeah, why'd I have to be Triple H?
It just sort of fit.
Really?
Because it's best for business.
No, it's not.
Oh, yes, it is. Triple H movement. All right.
Oh, my God. I thought I couldn't be more miserable tonight.
Hashtag everyone. Triple H movement.
So we have things to talk about tonight. First off, I am the Omega, the be-all, end-all of our network. Joining me tonight, we have Mace.
Yes, we have plenty of things to talk about and plenty of things coming up right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. 8 days of content because we're all bored.
It's just the usual content spun around WrestleMania. That's all it really is.
Really? Have you seen the adjustments I made to the schedule?
No. What did you do now?
Nothing.
Oh, lordy, lordy, lordy. Jeez. Continue.
And, of course, at the head of the table, the one and only Tim Stein.
Please pass the gravy.
You're at the head of the table, so far.
Yeah, we don't have any gravy, but there's plenty of salt going around.
Oh, well, there's no small amount of cheese happening either. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Thanks for joining us. Have yourself a safe week. Catch you next week. Goodbye now. Oh, wait, was that too soon?
Yeah, a couple hours too early.
Oh, shite. All right, yeah, well, WrestleMania week. It really kind of sort of kicks off in earnest this upcoming week, doesn't it, guys?
Yeah, it kicks off, and it seems to be good, I guess, maybe. I don't know, we're still waiting what Vince wants us to do.
We'll find out when we're told how we're supposed to react tomorrow night, I guess. So, yeah. Well, anyway, we got a whole bunch of stuff that we are thinking about covering. And you changed the you were doing some booking on the fly, were you, Mace?
I was doing a Vince McMahon and changing the card at the last minute.
You know, you're supposed to inform those of us who need to know this shit that you've done shit like that before you announced that you did that shit.
Why? It's not like it actually involves you guys actually having to get off your ass and do anything.
Well, don't even start with me about getting off your ass to do things. But speaking about getting off your ass to do things, why don't we get started with your win for the week?
Yeah. I'm going to be deadly honest with this week's win and go, I've got nothing.
You've got nothing?
Yeah, this past week's Raw was like pretty much like watching a clip show before the finale of a season.
Okay, so
like you know, we're heading into like next week's tomorrow night is the go home show for Raw, which means that's where they're going to pull everything out. Last week was more of the let's just take a rest before we get into overdrive for WrestleMania.
Wow, you didn't pick anything from Paul Heyman this time.
Well, that's my default go to.
That is,
and I'll be honest, my default go to is Paul Heyman. Yeah. But outside of Paul Heyman, because I'm trying not to repeat the same thing every single week, I couldn't find anything this week that I actually enjoyed from what I watched of wrestling last week, which was all of Raw.
Well, you could have just really like yanked everybody's chains and said Triple H's promo last Monday.
I don't remember he even cut a promo last Monday.
Well, yes and no. There's still a whole bunch of Triple H on TV, more than we needed. So, wow, I'm just kind of surprised by that. Okay, Omega, do you have a one for the week?
Yeah, I actually do.
Okay, wow. What do you got?
For me, it'd be the final segment on Raw.
The entire segment, or?
Well, the whole setup with the authorities slowly turning their back on Rollins over the course of Raw, just that didn't do anything for me because I knew it was bullshit.
Yeah, okay.
But the Sting appearance, there's still, you know, there's still a mark in me that gets really excited for little moments like that.
Okay.
And
fair enough.
That was
it was very Attitude Era. It was very like Monday Night War style. Sting appears, clears house.
Kind of sort of almost had that Sting versus NWO feel to it when he first came back, didn't it?
Kind of.
When he's up in the rafters, he's just pointing his bat at everybody.
Sting's come down. He's cleared the ring. We're out of time. This is Nitro. We'll see you next week.
Oh, God, I hated that.
Oh, the Monday Nitro cliffhangers. Those were the biggest piss-me-offs on the planet.
But you tuned in next week, didn't you?
Oh, God damn, you sure did. Now, could you imagine if the WCW had a network? Tune in to the WCW network immediately following Nitro to find out what happens.
Brought to you by AOL Online.
Now, if WWE starts doing this with the cliffhanger and saying, if you want to find out what's going on, then tune in. We're taking credit collectively.
Yeah, but we usually take credit for 99% of what goes on in that company.
Well, only the good stuff. Only the good stuff we take credit for. Because, let's face it, they steal our good ideas and put them to use and screw them up! So, I'm actually, my one this week, I'm with you, Omega, having Sting show up after the lights black out and basically stare down the authority, and specifically Triple H. So it did have a little bit of an old time feel to it, and it was an enjoyable thing. But what's your fail, Omega?
That would be Rusev's Texan Russian attorney.
Oh, the accent, yeah.
That was
Lana.
That was one of the most painful performances I've seen on Raw in a long time.
Dear Lana, please don't bugger off and film a movie while Rusev is in a storyline on Raw. Sincerely, fans. That was just absolutely. You know what? For your fail, my win in your fail is the commentators at the table jacking on the on that fake accent.
That was funny.
That was good, especially JBL. What the hell is that? So, yeah, okay. Mace, do you have a fail, or is it basically the same
issue? No, I've got a fail this week.
Okay.
And it's from the same segment that Omega got his fail from.
Okay.
But mine's the earlier part, which was Cena going all ultra-patriotic.
That's your fail?
Yeah, and it's this little pet peeve that I have with the John Cena character.
Okay.
When he gets very overly patriotic, you know, I am American, I embody the, da, 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 or I am the WWE, I am the best thing in the arrogance that comes across from this guy who's meant to be your big overall babyface, he comes off as a better heel than the heel he's facing.
Spoken like a non-American.
but that's it. Like, I'm not saying it's just down to the whole thing of being overly patriotic, which is another pet peeve, but that's a general American thing.
Yeah.
But Cena does the exact same, you know, puff up the chest, big bravado when he goes, you know, I am the WWE, I deserve to be the world champion, this, that. You know, when he really pushes himself to be the all-encompassing everything of wrestling.
Okay.
That he just gets so over the top with it, so arrogant that he is God, Superman, whatever, that he ends up sounding more heelish than the guy that's meant to be the heel in the feud.
I have one question for you. Did you hate Independence Day, the movie?
I did, but that was for a lot of other reasons. That was just a bad movie, except for Will Smith, because nobody can hate Will Smith except for in After Earth.
Yeah, what the hell is that smell?
Welcome to Earth.
I could be at a barbecue, but no! He had some of the best lines in that movie, for sure. But, the question, just for everybody listening, the question to Mace about the movie That's a bit of an inside joke for us geeks of a certain ilk. That's why Mace kind of chuckled a little extra on that one. And no, we're not going to spend the time explaining it to you because it would take too long. All right. Well, my fail, too much Triple H.
Yeah, well, get used to it. It's going to happen again this week.
Yeah, I know. That's, you know, going to be another fail. But it's almost like William Shatner in Star Trek. He's got to be in every scene, you know? I mean, there are just some appearances on Monday Night Raw last week. He didn't need to be there. But it just seemed like he was because he was Triple H, so they had to include him. So, but that's my fail. No big deal. All right, so win and fail for the week. Probably not going to worry about that next week, everybody, because next week is WrestleMania, and the entire program will be taken up with talking about the greatest event in sports entertainment. But we're going to get a little bit seriously here. Talk about a little bit of a tragedy in world professional wrestling. I'm not really sure how to pronounce this guy's name. El Hijo del Perro Aguayo?
Close enough.
Pedro Aguayo Ramirez is his real name. Unfortunately, passed away.
Apologies to anybody of Spanish or Mexican speaking descent. We apologize for butchering a name.
I put in an effort, but, you know, I don't speak Spanish. Anyway, he, 35 years old, this wrestler, passed away, in a match that featured, Rey Mysterio Jr.
Well, not during the match, but after the match.
A couple hours after. Well, yeah. But the latest headline I got, I mean, I've heard different things. He had a cervical spinal injury. It might have been a heart attack or a couple of other things. But the last thing I read, it was thanks to a drop kick by Rey Mysterio.
I haven't seen any report that identified what move caused it.
Yeah. Well, this was like a Google alert that I got literally 10 minutes before we went to air. I get Google News alerts in my email, so.
I did see that the official cause of death was a stroke caused by cervical spinal damage.
Okay.
And that he did, somewhere in the course of that set of moves, he did suffer from whiplash.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was trying to figure out what the move set was that led to the injury to begin with. But
give me a second. I've got the match.
Well, he tumbled out of the ring. I remember what it was. Rey came off with a head scissor takeover that sent him out of the ring. Mm-hmm. As soon as he jumps back into the ring, I believe as soon as he got back into the ring, that's when Rey hit him with the drop kick.
Okay, well, our good buddy Bruiser Schmidt in the chat room said that he was dead when he hit the ring, and they released the cause of death as a stroke caused by the cervical spinal injury. So,
yeah, I did watch the video. It is a scary video to watch.
Mm-hmm. But I didn't get a chance to check it out.
If he got whiplash, it was either from how stiff the drop kick is or how hard he hit the middle rope. For the 619,
I'm watching it now, and it's how hard he hit the middle rope.
That's what I thought. Like when
the initial though, he takes a very bad bump to the outside off the Hurricane Runner to begin with.
Which is
where I personally suspect everything started from.
So that would have been, I guess you could call it the catalyst to the fatality.
Yeah. That combined with the drop kick and the impact of the middle rope.
Now, when you say the impact of the middle rope, what did that hit the back of his neck or what?
Well, he takes it across the chest like anybody would going into the setup for the 619, but his head whips back like really, really hard off that.
Okay.
Which is where the account of whiplash would come from.
Gotcha. Again, according to our buddy Bruiser Smitten, there are some people who know who that is and some don't. Hi, Spud. How are you? He apparently racked his head on the ring apron on the tumble out of the ring, and that's when he started to stroke out. This is according, again, to Bruiser Smitten in the chat. So
yeah, that sounds pretty much along the lines of what I was seeing myself.
Okay. Well, you know, it's a rarity that such a massive major thing happens in the middle of the ring. Something so tragic. Owen Hart notwithstanding, because that was a separate set of circumstances, and he wasn't even in a match yet when that happened.
Yeah, that was gear and rigging. That wasn't anything to do with wrestling moves. Like, there's been reports of guys having heart attacks while taking a scoop slam. There's, you know, the infamous Sabu neck break.
Yep.
All it is a series of accidents.
Yeah.
That well, just gonna, ended up gonna, in the.
Yeah, I was going
just
to
ended up
not,
in the,
just, not just Sabu's neck break, but also, come on, draws.
Yeah, draws is another one.
That was
and
in
it,
the
ju- it just so happened that instead of an injury, it resulted in the guy's death.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a full-on tragedy in itself.
Yeah, well, you could actually put Jerry Lawler in the same category as all the things that we've been talking about. Sure, the heart attack came an hour after his match, but the heart attack was brought on thanks to Dolph Ziggler's 10 elbows in the ring.
Yeah. So it's like a lot of people are going, oh, you know, Rey Mysterio is going to be up on manslaughter charges and stuff like that. Again, sure, that's up to the guy's family.
Yeah, but really.
But there are other people that they should be going after instead of Rey Mysterio, but they just go over Rey Mysterio because they want that WWE money.
Yeah, and that just doesn't sound to me like something that would hold. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, isn't there most things in contracts when you're working big promotions that say that the company is not liable for any injuries?
Well, not just big promotions. How many different promotions have you wrestled for in your life?
About five or six.
How many times have you ever been presented with a waiver?
Technically never, but I have been verbally told that the company will not take any responsibility for any injuries sustained in the ring.
And nine times out of ten, verbally, is all it takes. You know, Bruiser Schmidt, have you ever been presented with any kind of a waiver or anything like that? As far as, like, this happens and, you know, we're not responsible. It's totally different than being a fan going to...
Tim, as a promoter, have you ever done this type of thing with your boys?
Well, as a Canadian, I haven't really had to worry about it too much because of, you know, healthcare. Not to be a smartass. Not to be a smartass, but it's you know, like, yeah, thanks, Buck. Bruiser Schmidt, he signed at least five or six waivers, and he's wrestled for a few different indie companies out there in the United States. Now, I was never running a promotion big enough to really seriously worry about it because of you know, the type of wrestling that was going on. But it was basically stated out, look, guys, play safe, right? Don't get yourself in a situation where you're going to get buggered up. If you do get buggered up, we'll get you the ambulance and get you to the hospital. Make sure you have your health care cards with you at all times. So it was, again, nothing put down on paper. But like you say, it was stated verbally, more or less. Pretty much. So that's why it didn't cost me any money to pay for Johnny Devine's stitches.
Yeah, but why would you pay for stitches anyway?
Well, I would if I was an American, I think.
Yeah, you just tell the guy, suck it up.
Yeah, well, like
a whiny little bitch.
Yeah, like Craig Ferguson says, shut up, Canada.
No, it's just shut up, Johnny.
So,
pussy little bitch.
I'm not, you know, I shouldn't be making light of anything here. It's too bad. But really going after Rey Mysterio over something like this when you go and do a physical sport where you know the chances, however remote they may be, the chances are you could be severely injured. Unfortunately, in the situation, he was severely injured to the point where he was severely killed. But it's not like it was a real fight where he was being basically shit-kicked. It was a match that, unfortunately, a series of misadventures took place. A series of unfortunate incidents.
It was a bunch of freak accidents. That's it.
And this would be like 1 in 10 million.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know, so.
But also, you got to think about what looks better in headlines. You know, wrestler dies in the ring, company sued, or former WWE wrestler Rey Mysterio kills a guy in the ring.
Yeah, you know, what's going to sell more headlines exactly? What's more sensational? And, of course, growing up in the media family, I understand that all too well. And it's an unfortunate thing that you have to be all – I'm sorry. Stuff like that to me is just – it's always been slimy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's the media. They're always slimy.
Well, my point exactly. So, you know, my thoughts go out to the family of this Lucia star. And it's a sad tragedy that occurred and maybe could have been avoided, but you never know. So.
Yeah, and it's just sad that this guy's father also, I know as of yesterday, hasn't been informed of his son's passing because he's currently in hospital due to heart issues. And they don't know how the news is going to affect him, you know. So that's it's like compounding tragedy upon tragedy, you know.
That's just that's a horrible thing. See, that part I did not know, that that his dad was in hospital over with heart issues. So. But God, yeah, that hearing news like that would be definitely enough to set off the fibrillations. So, damn. Well, moving on into something that's not such quite a danner. Why don't we talk about the WWE Hall of Fame class for this year?
Oh, I'm sure we could talk about that.
Yeah, we got Macho Man Randy Savage. I guess he's going to be inducted by Hulk Hogan and not his brother, Lanny Papa.
Oh, thank God.
You're kind of sick of good old Lanny, aren't you?
Look, Lanny is a really nice guy. He is a nice guy. He really is. But, oh, my God, he is a bore to talk to. I remember doing an interview with him and just sitting there banging my head against the desk. He was putting me to sleep. Mm-hmm. But he's still a very, very nice guy, but oh my God, thank God they're not letting him.
Well, he's very intelligent, he's very eloquent, but he is not a storyteller.
No, whereas you get someone like George the Animal Steele, who is extremely intelligent, extremely eloquent, and can tell stories like a motherfucker.
Yep. I mean, just because
you just don't call him George. I learned that the hard way.
But you
did an interview with the guy, and you go George, and he goes straight in the gimmick.
I got to remember that. Yeah. But who's going to abduct Medusa?
Eric Bischoff.
Wouldn't that be something?
And then at the end of it, she drops the Hall of Fame ring in the bin.
Oh. Yeah, I know. That'd be a little bit bad. That would be worse.
I'm sure there's probably somebody backstage or even Medusa herself wants to do that joke. But I don't think that'd pass.
Well, I would not be surprised if that joke was told to everybody except Vince.
Yeah, true.
By this point. But what do you think about, because it's Medusa, what if they bring Lita into Induct Medusa?
Yeah, she's the only one that I could think of.
I mean, I wouldn't think that would be too much of a stretch.
Am I missing a connection here? Because I don't see that.
No. There's like no connection whatsoever. But you can't really. Most of the people that were wrestling during the Alundra Blaze era are either in another country, or you just can't find them, or they're dead. And
technically, Medusa was the forerunner to Divas, who wrestled the way Lita did. Because when Medusa was, you know, in her prime, wrestling for Vince, she had the looks, but she also had the speed and the agility and the ability. She wasn't just, you know, arm candy that was taught five holds. You know,
the only other thing I could think of would maybe try and track down Sapphire.
Ooh, maybe. Because I'm just.
But if Sapphire comes out through the induction, I want Dusty to walk her out.
Oh, there you go. What about Bertha Faye? Dude, isn't she like? Hasn't she passed away?
Pretty sure.
I'm pretty positive Bertha Faye.
Somebody in the chat would get us a Wikipedia, yeah, would you?
about 14 years ago.
Yeah, you know, that throws that idea out.
And it was, and I use the air quotes, our good friend Bruiser Schmidt, who offered up Bertha Faye. There you go. She's inducted by the monster truck.
Actually, that wouldn't surprise me if somebody within the monster truck industry actually inducts her.
Well, yeah, but the thing is, the monster truck thing isn't really big enough. Like, it's not popular enough. Nobody would know who that is. Not enough people would.
Yeah, true.
Like, five people would, you know.
Oh, we'll find out who they pick on Saturday night.
This is truth. We shall. Now, is this a no-brainer that the Bushwhackers get inducted by Johnny Ace, Johnny Laurinaitis?
I'm going to go ahead and say yes with a question mark.
Who would even know the connection there either?
Yeah, well, yeah, no, I can't figure that out.
So, same era of tag teams.
Mm. And that'd be just about that, you know, that'd be it. But it would be better to induct the Bushwhackers.
You want to piss people off? Get Demolition to do it.
Axe and Smash?
Because who did all the internet wrestling marks jump on board with the second the Bushwhackers got announced? Demolition.
Yeah.
So you have Demolition induct the Bushwhackers just as that big fuck you.
Who are, by the way, great big teddy bears. They're fantastic guys. Remember when we worked with them up in Edmonton a couple years ago? Got a video promo for Wild Talk Radio from them. But, yeah, I don't know. Announced on, for the States, Thursday Night SmackDown, but we saw it on Wednesday here in Canada, Tatsumi Fujinami is getting inducted. And he's being, I'm better at pronouncing Japanese names than Spanish ones, I guess, but he's being inducted by Ric Flair.
I'm just going to go out on a limb and say that there is some sort of connection there because I have no clue.
I'm going to assume they wrestled in Japan.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I could think of is they had one hell of a series of programs in Japan. So back then, what was it? Wrestling for All Japan?
Quite possibly, because you'd be looking back in probably the 70s, early 80s.
Mm-hmm. Well, Nick's in the chat room. He should know. He's in Japan right now. Speak of the devil. As soon as I said that, and New Japan Pro Wrestling Tokyo Dome for the NWA World Heavyweight title. So.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay. And, of course, Schwarzenegger gets inducted by Triple H.
Bodybuilding connection. Fair enough.
Mm-hmm. Rikishi well, his kids, that's a no-brainer.
I wanted The Rock to induct him.
His cousin.
Mainly because then we get to use the line once again. I did it for the people. I did it for The Rock.
Jeez, the one connection you the one connection I knew you breezed over.
The one connection that you knew we breezed over.
Yeah, because Mace just said bodybuilding connection for Arnold and Triple H. I'm like, no.
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 No. Oh.
No, because Arnold knocked Trips the fuck out on SmackDown.
Yeah. Was it SmackDown? I thought it was Raw.
SmackDown.
No, it was
back
SmackDown.
When SmackDown mattered.
Back when, like, Mace would have watched it.
Yeah, to a degree, when it was available. No, because you knew this was when SmackDown mattered, because Triple H was working Tuesdays.
Ooh.
That about sums that up.
There you go. And his dating Stephanie was still storyline and not reality?
That would have been around 99, 2000-ish. So it would have just have started being reality, I guess.
Okay. So he didn't quite have enough pull yet to take Tuesdays off. That's what I was alluding to. Okay. So, and of course, we should Rikishi by the Usos. Larry Zbyszko. Now, reports are that he's going to get inducted by Bruno Sammartino.
Yeah, considering Larry's heyday was in the NWA territories, same as Bruno.
That would make sense, but who else could do it if it's not Bruno?
Well, Bruno was a mentor to him. They had a series of matches back when both of them were in their prime. I guess Larry closer than Bruno at the time.
Yeah, but Jerry Lawler worked a lot with Larry too.
So did Tony Schiavone, but no one's suggesting that.
Well, I would suggest. Well, of course you would. I'm probably the train wreck that is Schiavone.
I would have. This would have been another one where I probably would have gone Eric Bischoff, Tony Schiavone, if he was still able to, Bobby the Brain Heenan.
Yeah.
Mike Tenay, if you can get him away from TNA.
Yeah, I don't see that happening anytime soon. I mean, Mike Tenay is no Ric Flair. Of course he's not Ric Flair. He's Mike Tenay. Allegedly, Kevin Nash will be inducted by Shawn Michaels.
By allegedly Kevin Nash, we mean he's already in, like, the WrestleMania 31 magazine. And he's already on the t-shirt. He's already on the poster.
So, reportedly, allegedly, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I'm still wondering if they're going to be doing it as Kevin Nash or Diesel. Because they've released t-shirts with Diesel on it and the Hall of Fame logo. But, however, the magazine that broke all this news had him down as Kevin Nash.
Well, who was Diesel?
Yeah, but then you've got...
Glenn Jacobs.
But you've also got the same scenario here as with Scott Hall going in as Razor Ramon last year.
Right. Because they wanted to hold off on Scott Hall and Kevin Nash for inducting the NWO.
Or the outside.
Yeah. Oh, no, you wouldn't induct them as the outsiders. You'd induct them as the NWO.
Yeah. Well, the insiders is part of the NWO. So, yeah, no, it's probably Diesel going in as. So, which would make sense.
So we get the music. I don't care how long it's been, that Diesel's theme is still fucking awesome.
It's kind of cool to listen to hear it when it plays live and Nash comes out.
Yeah, that truck horn just sort of sets it all off. And
I could have killed the DJ that was working the music for that that show that they did here in Calgary back in the beginning of 2012.
No, I don't remember it.
No, it was the Heart Legacy thing.
Yeah, one show I didn't watch, dude.
Yeah, it was just one show, the Heart Legacy thing, where they had a whole bunch of big names, but like the biggest name was Kevin Nash, and he came up dressed as you know, his Diesel gear, and the DJ played played Diesel's music, and I swear to God, he turned it up to 11. You know, when all the other ones went up to 10, he went to 11. It hurt the eardrums. It was still pretty cool, though. So, but, yeah, so that's basically a quick look at the Hall of Fame inductions for this year. Of course, that's happening this Saturday night. It's going to be on the WWE Network in its entirety, isn't it, guys?
Yeah.
Or how much?
Currently, $13.58 Australian.
$11.99 Canadian. Or $10 less a penny if you're in the United States of America.
Yay.
That sounded really excited, Omega.
Honestly, honestly, I'm probably going to cancel the network after WrestleMania. I'm just not using it.
Well, why cancel it? You're still getting the pay-per-views for $10. Instead of paying $40 or $50. Just saying. On that note, everybody, we're going to take our first time out of the evening. On the other side of our first break, of course, we're going to start previewing WrestleMania. Going to go through our personal previews and predictions, and this is where we start to play Pick 'em, and we give you a chance to decide who you think might wind up winning the matches we list. We'll explain it in detail on the other side of this timeout. You'll see WTR Sunday night. We'll be back right after this. Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com. And you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
Are you serious? That's the number two.
That's currently number seven. It was number two at one point.
Apparently it's big or something, but I don't know what the fuck it is. It sounds like a dick bang or something. Techno gangbang. Maybe the world needs to end. End of the world Gangnam style.
Weird shit. Wow. Comes popular. Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I was like, what is this, like a fucking martial art, or is this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it sexual position? I play my, you know, work schedule and whatnot, but...
Watch the video.
Okay, let me get the video then.
What the fuck? Oh, I thought the people are going to be showing at the party. Why are you Gundam style over here?
That's the horse you have, that's the horse
you have. Gundam style. Gundam
style. Oh, not the pelvic thrust. Is that Mr. Sulu in the sky? Oh, they're riding that pony.
Yeah, I know what it is.
That 800 million? Oh, I'm scared for the future.
Yeah.
This is why I don't go to clubs and dance, because I can't do this shit. Hey, I make sure the club's staying still. I'd lean on that wall. I make sure I got drinks in my hand, and I make sure that club's staying still.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be dreaming about him.
Oh, man, damn it. Now I got to...
You gotta play something else, Rock. I've heard this song twice now. Wake up and start riding the damn donkey.
Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time, on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
God bless ours, made in America.
Calling all pro wrestling fans, don't forget to check out PWMania.com. Again, the web address is PWMania.com. It's the best place on the internet today to get your late-breaking pro wrestling news and spoilers. We also have exclusive interviews, exclusive live results coverage of pay-per-views, rare photos, videos, divas, knockouts, and more. Exclusive writers, pro wrestler columns as well, where you can get a real insider's view of the world of professional wrestling. Bookmark it today, right now. It is PWMania.com.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
It's Boots to Asses time.
From the big returns.
You got it! You got to be kidding me! I see a ghost! Jarvis! It's Jake the Snake Roberts! What on earth? I've got chills out of here!
To the shocking moments.
In case you haven't figured it out yet, what I do better than anybody is adapt. Last night was plan A. Tonight, plan B. There's always a plan B.
Oh my God! Are you kidding me? Rollins got pinned to Dean Ambrose after he took out Reigns!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
This is Mr. Money in the Bank, the undisputed future of WWE. Seth Rollins, and you are listening to Wild Talk Radio.
Money and the power. Yeah. Once you get a little, they just wanna take you down, cuz. What? I got the money and the power. Yeah. Once you get a little, they just wanna take you down, cuz.
We've been going hard for too long. Too long. Can't get enough, what is you on?
Welcome back, WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. The final show before WrestleMania 31.
Yes, 31.
Yes, 31. Because there's been like 30 other ones, so the next one would be 31. Just makes sense. Hey, Wild Talk Radio.
Well, you know what would help if they kept the fucking numbering.
What? They haven't been doing that? They just call it WrestleMania?
This year's the first year that they're getting rid of the numbering.
Ooh. Just because?
Supposedly every year from here on out is going to be represented by logos.
Logos?
Yeah, like this year it's the little play symbol for the WWE Network.
And next year it'll be something different, no doubt. Which is just like a redundant thing to say, I suppose. Yeah. So, everybody, you're tuned into WTR Sunday Night. We're on the Wild Talk Radio Network. You can also catch us live on iTunes when you're out and about on the go, believe it or not. It's a really good feed, as a matter of fact. I've listened to it a few times, a few different programs that we have here on the network on a weekly weekly basis. And you also can catch us updating you regularly on pwmania.com. And you're going to go to pwmania.com. You might find a couple of columns written by yours truly, who has joined the ranks of columnists over at pwmania.com. So stuff that I write that gets posted on the Wild Talk radio site will also be there as well. And we'll see how that goes. But you can follow Wild Talk Radio on Facebook, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network, or facebook.com/group/Wild Talk Radio Network. We're also Wild Talk at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter. Did you guys know that?
Sorry, were you saying something?
I was just doing some quick plugs here before we continue. How about us?
Fair enough.
We're on the Twitter machine. So, yeah. But that being said, WTR, pick 'em for WrestleMania 31. Here's what we do. And most of you know this, but those of you, and it seems like we get a few new people every week, don't know yet. You can email media@wildtalkradio.com or hit us up on the Twitter handle or the Facebook page or group that I just gave you with your predictions. That's all we're asking, is who you think's going to win the matches. If you want to elaborate, go ahead. You don't have to. We're not asking for it. There's no need for it. But you get to actually vie for bragging rights, and every now and then, we have stuff to give away, and you never know what pay-per-view we're going to wind up giving something to the winner. So, but anyway, that's basically the idea. Let us know who you think's going to win, and either tell us live in the chat room or contact us with the contact info that we gave you. So let's take a look at the Intercontinental title ladder match. You've got the following entrants: Bad News Barrett, Dean Ambrose, Stardust, Daniel Bryan, R-Truth, Dolph Ziggler, and Luke Harper in this ladder match. And of course, when you look at the card, this looks like it could be the stereotypical match that steals the show, Mace.
Yeah, it does look like it's something that could steal the show. It could also be something that's complete and utter fucking train wreck, but that's ladder matches for you.
Well, yeah, that happens. So you never know. But
plus with the storyline leading into all this being that everybody steals the belt from everybody else, it doesn't really matter who wins this, because they could just steal the belt again.
Somebody who could just, like, walk out with it who didn't win, yeah. So, but, how did you feel about that whole, what they were doing with it, with R-Truth taking the belt and having to confront guys like Luke Harper and stuff like that for the last few weeks?
It was enjoyable. It was something different. It was...
You liked it.
Yeah, it was, I don't know what it was about it, but it just sort of made the title seem important, that if somebody's going to go to the lengths to steal it,
yeah,
then they must really, really want that belt, which is the first time we've really seen anybody pay actual attention to the belt itself,
yeah,
rather than who holds it.
So basically to you, it made it feel like it's coveted.
Yes.
Okay.
It felt like it was needed. It was required. It was something worth chasing.
Well, for me, it got to be a little too much. I mean, yeah, it was enjoyable. It was entertaining. It got my mind on the Intercontinental title. But, as with everything that piques interest, sometimes it gets a little overdone. And that's just the feeling I got from it.
Yeah, like when you got near the end of it and you had Daniel Bryan coming out and R-Truth handing the title to him, and then Stardust comes out and takes the belt and climbs up, that's where it sort of, to use the TV expression, it jumped the shark. Mm-hmm. That's where you hit peak cheesiness, and now you're starting to go downhill.
Yeah, jumping the shark. Where did that phrase originate? Do you know?
That would be from an episode of Happy Days.
There you go.
Where the Fonz literally jumps over a shark on his motorcycle.
Now, where were they when this happened?
The parking lot of Archie's.
Really?
Arnold's.
Arnold's. I thought they were in Hawaii.
I can't remember.
No, that was the Brady Bunch. Brady Bunch went to Hawaii and they found the cursed voodoo tiki dolls that brought bad luck.
I wasn't really a Brady Bunch fan.
No, this is what happens when you power watch old TV shows when you have the internet hooked up to your TV and you're looking for something to watch at 2 o'clock in the morning because you can't sleep. So, and actually, Nick, they did that in the Brady Bunch movie. They parodied it. It was an actual episode of the TV show in the late 60s or early 70s. They actually did that as a whole thing, not as a spoof, but they spoofed it in the Brady Bunch movie. And just to clarify that. So, but getting back to the ladder match, who do you see coming out victorious in this one?
I don't know. It's one of those ones like it's hard to call. See, there's been reports going around that they want to put more focus on the IC belt and they want to put Brian as the IC title holder to get the focus.
Yep.
To me, though, this would be a combination and a good time to put it on Dean Ambrose.
Uh-huh.
Because that's how it all started. It was Ambrose steals the belt off Barrett.
Okay.
And I feel that that's where it should end, is that Ambrose is the one who wins the IC title in the ladder match, and that gets a newer guy over, and it gets the title sort of rebuilt as a new generation championship.
And so you figure that Dean Ambrose would be the perfect person to put the strap around then?
Hell yes, because I wouldn't put it on Stardust in the pit fit because the promos would just fucking make me want to kill myself.
With that,
and I've got enough in my life that makes me want to do that already.
And yeah, you can hear the end of the promo is sounding like a cat with a hairball.
Yeah,
it's too much already. I mean, it'd be even worse if he had the title. But I have a hard time disagreeing with you. I'd love to see it around Ambrose. They're probably gonna give it to Daniel Bryan. But so basically, my pick will be Daniel Bryan. But my wish would be Dean Ambrose if I could do it that way.
Yeah, I'm going to be the same. Like, official pick will be Daniel Bryan.
Okay. And Omega, what would your official pick be?
I'd probably go about the same. Not because I think he's the best choice. I would probably go with Ambrose or Ziggler to hold the title. But they'll give it to Bryan to placate the fans.
Well, here's the thing about that. Now, we're unanimous in this, and Nick in the chat room is picking Ziggler. Well, we've got Josh picking Dean Ambrose, actually officially picking Dean Ambrose. If they give the IC title to Daniel Bryan, is that going to assuage the fans, or is that just going to piss them off more because it's the IC title and not the WWE World Heavyweight Championship?
Oh, they're sheep. They'll cheer for him winning.
Yeah, it'll be Daniel Bryan getting a win at WrestleMania again.
And everybody being, oh, yes, 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 yes.
Yeah, exactly. Ba, 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 ba.
If you guys have seen Mace's Facebook, you'd see the sheep head or the sheep face.
Hey, that is one of the best photos I have taken in years. Don't you go knocking it.
I wasn't knocking it. I was just pointing it out, and it's worth the chuckle is all, because, you know, that's been the running joke around here for, oh my God, what, 4 years now? Has it been 4 years?
Too many years.
A long time. A long time. It's sheeple running joke. If you know anything about the Wild Talk Radio Network, then you'll have an idea of what we're talking about. But, so, yeah, the next match that we're looking at, Randy Orton versus Seth Rollins, another potential show stealer, I think. So right there are two matches right there I am looking forward to seeing. I don't know how you feel about him, Omega.
If Jon Stewart makes a run in, match of the night.
Oh, wouldn't that be priceless?
Jon Stewart runs in, kicks Seth Rollins in the balls again, runs off.
Well, if that's the case, then definitely Jon Stewart wins. But God, he was the only special guest on Raw I can think of that I actually enjoyed seeing, who's not on the roster. Guy knows his stuff. You could tell that none of what he said was given to him by anybody backstage. He knew it all. So. But, I find this to be a really good match. I just don't think that Randy Orton's going to be able to overcome the authority, so I have to give it to Seth.
I'm going to go the other way. I'm going to give it to Orton.
Oh, yeah?
He's riding the wave of the big comeback right now.
Okay, yeah.
And it will make a very interesting setup. Should Mr. Rollins decide to cash in that shiny gold briefcase at the end of the night and take the title and hello inbuilt first feud?
Now, see, I follow a similar thread of logic, but my outcome is different because I would go Rollins on this one.
Okay, like me, but...
But... it is also based on that possibility of him cashing in. I would think it would feel like he was a more credible threat to that title if he just came off of a win from Orton.
Okay. So, interesting. I don't know. Mace, you brought up riding the wave of the big return and stuff like that. Because it's Randy Orton, because of his longevity and the length of time he's been with the company, if it was almost anybody else, say if it was Dean Ambrose, and he was gone for a couple of months and then came back and went after Seth, I would probably pick Ambrose, just as an example. But because it's Randy Orton, he doesn't need to win. And I think he's better suited chasing Seth. I see a rematch at the follow-up pay-per-view. What is that? What's the next one? Extreme Rules?
Oh, no, they keep changing it every year.
Yeah, I can't keep track anymore. But,
remember when it was Backlash?
That was nice and simple.
It was easy to remember. You knew that it was coming up 3 weeks after WrestleMania, and that was the...
I think it is Extreme Rules.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks. Thanks, Mr. Geo Producer.
You're welcome.
Yeah. No. I see the naturally, of course, feud continues for at Extreme Rules. It's a totally different situation, however, if Seth does cash in, because then all of a sudden you got Randy chasing Seth, not just to beat his ass, but for the championship, which for me changes the entire dynamic. And of course, when it comes time to take a look at the next pay-per-view, I'll get into that in a lot more detail. But those are our picks for that one. Apparently, we've got a pre-show tag team title match. This is rumored now. This is not confirmed yet. Probably won't be until tomorrow night or maybe as late as Thursday night SmackDown.
SmackDown. It's Raw. SmackDown's really not anything. It's mainly because of the fourth team in there that's up in the question.
Okay. So it'd be Cesaro and Kid defending against New Day, Los Matadores, and the Usos.
It all depends if Jey Uso can wrestle, if they're in it.
Because of he got legit injured last Monday, was it?
No, the previous SmackDown.
Well, previous SmackDown, not this past SmackDown, but SmackDown before that. What exactly happened? He buggered up his knee?
Shoulder.
Oh, his shoulder. Mm-hmm. Okay.
He was going in for testing, and they're waiting on results.
Okay. So if that's the case, would they still hold this without the Usos and just make it a three-way?
Based on what they did on Monday? Yeah.
Okay. So
No, you got to insert the Ascension in there.
Whose goddamn idea is that?
I have no idea, but they should be shot.
The Ascension's idea.
You can put the primetime players in there. It'll be another babyface team.
You know what? I could actually buy that being a possibility. But then again, we've already got our bouncing band of retards with the New Day in it.
Wait, no. Never mind. Primetime players are in the Battle Royal. Never mind.
Yeah, okay. So that sort of skips that. I'm going to say Cesaro and Kid retain, Mace.
Yeah. Cesaro, Kid retain. Thank God.
Yeah. Omega?
I'll make that unanimous.
What? All right.
What?
No, yeah.
None of you believe in the New Day?
I'm
no
the old
way.
Day.
No way.
Forgot the clapping, Tim.
Oh, I can't. I don't know how it goes.
They just clap after they say New Day.
Oh, no way. Like that?
Yeah, that works.
Okay, we'll go with that one. So... All right, coming up, the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal, which I'm after what they did last year, I'm surprised they brought it back, but I'm glad they did.
Well, they said it would be annual, so.
Yeah, I know, but after the way it was all treated after WrestleMania
last year. Didn't it do wonders for Cesaro's career?
Oh, God, yo.
He's wrestling the pre-show this year.
Like he did last year, if you remember. The four-way tag last year. On the pre-show. He was just stuck with Jack Swagger last year.
That's what happened. Stuck with the swag. Okay, so...
He upgraded from a real American to a real Canadian.
Yeah. So far, we've got The Miz, Curtis Axel, Ryback, Fandango, Adam Rose, Zack Ryder, Jack Swagger, Titus O'Neil, Darren Young, Big Show, Kane, Eric Rowan, Damian Mizdow, Sin Cara, Goldust, Heath Slater, and Mark Henry, more to be named as early as tomorrow night.
Plus an NXT superstar that will be named after a tournament during Access.
Who do you think is going to be the superstar named from NXT?
Who have we got the choice of? It was Neville,
Breeze,
Balor. And one other are four of the people. There's more going to be announced, but they're the four. There's four they were highlighting. But anyway,
I get the idea that it's going to be Neville from NXT.
I think Neville's a pretty safe bet. They really want to put him on the main roster, and
it's too soon. It would be a waste to bring Balor in on that.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. The fourth guy is Itami.
There you go.
Okay, because I know Balor and Itami wanted to be fast tracked to the main roster, mm-hmm. since they are far from rookies. But it still seems a little bit too early. They're doing so well in NXT. I don't want them in the main roster.
Because if you put them in the main roster, then it's going to hurt them. They'll suffer.
And since they have something special with Balor, they should not throw him in a random battle royal.
No. No, Neville's a good choice. He's done all he can in NXT. Yeah. They want to bring him up. It's good timing. Start building him up the same way they did Rusev.
Yeah.
Which means we all know it's going to be Tyler Breeze.
because we all need a selfie stick at
WrestleMania. Yeah.
God, how many selfies is he going to get in walking down that ramp?
God, about 450,000.
I just want Bo Dallas and Tyler Breeze to be a tag team. It's going to be amazing.
I actually saw selfie sticks for sale at Walmart today.
Oh, God. No.
I wanted to set the display on fire.
Why didn't you?
I didn't have a match on me. Yeah, note to those who like to tweet pictures and stuff. If somebody else takes it for you, it's not a selfie.
When I was watching the Super Bowl, this girl who was there had a selfie stick, and she was trying to take photos with me and my friends. Every time she went to try and take one with me, I told her to fuck off. The final time she did it was because I threatened to beat her senseless with the fucking thing.
Ooh, domestic violence in Australia rears its ugly head yet again.
Oh, I was partly drunk, so I was not in full control of my rage at the time. Plus, you know, being a Seahawks fan, that was a bad Super Bowl to get on my bad side with.
Just tell me that she stayed away from me in the last 2 minutes.
Oh, she did.
Oh, fuck.
After halftime, she disappeared. We never saw her again.
Good. That's all I can say is good.
But yeah, I'm also going with Neville to go in for this. Mm-hmm. It does disappoint me because it means that we're going to have to wait another maybe year or two before we finally get to see Finn Balor doing the symbiote entrance at WrestleMania.
Oh, my God.
Which could be just fucking epic.
So we'll make sure to set the TiVo for that one.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Now, we're just basically speculating on who's coming in from NXT. We haven't picked who we think is going to win the Battle Royal yet.
It was a two-part decision.
Pretty much. It wasn't scripted that way, but we made it that way because that's who we are. I'm going out on a limb here, and I'm going to pick Damian Mizdow to win.
Fuck yes. I will agree with this. What better way to get that guy, like, cement him being over than to have him win the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal?
And hold it over The Miz.
Yep. Especially
so you know
if he eliminates The Miz to do it as well, would be fucking hilarious.
Oh, that'd be sweet. So you saw exactly my booking scenario on that one.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's exactly how I would book it if I was booking it. Omega?
You can't have somebody eliminate The Big Show 2 years in a row to finish it off.
Well,
you could.
I think The Big Show should be one of the first eliminated by everybody else, I think. I mean, it's cheap. It's been done.
Henry and Big Show should eliminate each other just to get
Henry
the big guys.
Just get them out of there so everybody else has a bit of a chance, yeah? Or so to speak. And then Kane and Rowan can eliminate each other. All they do is squash Rowan anyway.
I suppose that's true.
Give Rowan a chance, everybody. Give Rowan a chance, please.
All we are saying is give Rowan a chance.
Stop. He hasn't been the same since he sold the cube.
Right? And he's been hit with stabs, can't, you know, do anything against the Big Show.
If he sold the cube and hasn't been able to do anything, give him Simon Says with a brand new set of batteries.
We may have to. It's not Simon. It's not Simon Says. It's just Simon.
It's just Simon. Yeah. But
he needs
a puppet.
Okay, wait a second. This Simon, that was that round UFO looking thing with the four colors you had to follow
uh-huh.
that. What was that red thing that looked like some kind of Star Trek tricorder?
Red thing.
Yeah, it was red and it had touchpad buttons on it. On the end, and then in the middle, it had numbers, or it was either numbers or LED lights. Red LEDs.
I don't remember now. Nothing's ringing a bell.
It was another toy from, the 70s, 80s crossover. Just like Simon was.
Yeah. Now if we want to start giving him board games, I say we give him Perfection.
Ooh, Connect Four?
No, Connect Four is two person.
Yeah, that's true.
He's done.
It's not like an intelligence test.
I think he's done Connect Four. Maybe I think no. He was doing chess with Paige. That's what it was.
Chess with Paige. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, because that's supposed to be the whole thing. He's behind a sheep mask, but he's supposed to be like a genius.
Like a genius. Give him like a have him in the back playing Stratego with somebody. I used to love that game when I was 12. Omega, are you picking this out too? Just to make it universal or unanimous or whatever?
Actually, I would go with the dirt sheet speculation and pick a returning Sheamus.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Very, very interesting. Okay, so two Mizdows and the Sheamus.
Before you move on, you should answer the tiebreaker questions here.
Tiebreaker questions?
Yes. Look down on your sheet, and there's tiebreaker questions.
I'm looking.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Who's the final person eliminated in the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal, Omega?
Ryback.
Hmm. Okay. I'm going to say The Miz is the last person eliminated. Mace?
Yeah, I'm going to do that bad thing where I agree with Tim.
Yeah, I see. That's why I didn't let you go first. That's why I went before you did. Because I knew that you'd pick him too. All right, so that is the only tiebreaker we have?
There's two of them. Can you?
There's a second one. Yeah. Who's the first person eliminated?
This one's hard.
Mm.
Oh, it's so jobbery.
Adam Rose.
Curtis Axel.
God damn it, that makes more sense, because he's coming out of Axelmania and keeps getting squashed in every match he has.
Don't pick the same, because it has to be a tiebreaker. Don't pick the same.
Oh, shit. So I'm going to say Adam Rose. I'll stick with Adam Rose.
Damn, Adam Rose is my pick. God damn it.
Well, you can pick Adam Rose, too.
No, it's a tiebreaker.
I know, but still.
No, I will stay with Sin Cara.
Stick with Sin, okay. Now, let's just clear it up, Nick. It's not the original Sin Cara, or Sin Cara. It's not Botch Cara. It's Unico under the mask, because the original Sin Cara was fired.
Though he is perfectly capable of botching.
He can. I have seen it, but not as frequently as...
Not as much, but he made an absolute mess out of the last takeover.
Hey, wait a minute. Wasn't Unico the original Sin Cara in AAA?
No.
I think he was more of an evil Sin Cara, if I remember correctly.
Well, they did that whole thing in WWE where you had the good Sin Cara, bad Sin Cara.
Sin Cara Negro.
That was a moneymaker.
Oh, yeah. People were so into that match.
Okay, so that's what we've got so far for the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. Let's take a look at the United States title match. We've got Rusev taking on John Cena. And believe it or not, I'm actually looking forward to the match itself. I'm not looking forward to the ring entrances. I'm not looking forward to either one of these buggers talking on a microphone ahead of time. But I am looking forward to the both of them in the ring, giving us a really good show. I don't see this as match of the night or a match of the year candidate or anything like that, but I'm actually see this as something quite entertaining. For me anyway, Omega.
God. These are two guys I don't like seeing in the ring because they just kind of do the same thing all the time. I'm the opposite. I'm looking far more forward to how elaborate the entrances for these two are.
Well, let's face it. We can both agree that Mace is looking forward to seeing Lana's ass.
Maybe.
That's my WrestleMania 31 pick right there. Mace marking out over Lana's ass.
Well, will she be there?
That's the thing.
Will she or won't she? Will they say,
you know,
bring her in from filming? We'll see.
You say, they say silence breeds assent, so I think Mace is not disagreeing with me.
No.
I didn't think so. I happen to know for a fact that you were followed by Lana's ass on Twitter.
No, I got a goddamn so many favorites and retweets from the one time I sent her a comment and she replied to it.
It may.
And the damn thing went out on fucking news sites as well.
Yeah. Thank you, Pete.
So for like an entire week, I would wake up in the morning to all these fucking notifications of this has been retweeted by 20 odd people and it's been favorited by 30 odd people. It's, oh, fucking hell.
Thank you, PWMania.com.
This wasn't just PW Mania. It was on Lords of Pain. It was like everywhere.
I know. I'm plugging
EQ. PW Mania spearheaded it. And because we're affiliated with PW Mania, he's got to plug them.
I was plugging, you know, and you can read a column on there if you want by some Canadian guy.
Yeah. I know.
Columns by Canadians.
People who want to be educated by a Canadian or somebody who's smart, which is the same thing. Anyway, moving on.
But no, because he wants, you know, people to cheer John Cena, right, Tim?
No, I didn't say that's not the... Okay, look, I wrote a column and I posted it on pwmania.com. And it was about people thinking it's the, you know, booing Cena because it's what the cool kids do. And it stopped being cool 2 years ago. And it's time to show Cena a little bit of respect. He's been putting over talent like crazy when he's being accused of holding, you know, being the new era Triple H and holding everybody else down and always being on top of everything. But I give you two names right off the top of my head without thinking twice that he put over, CM Punk and Daniel Bryan. Anyway, read the column. It's on pwmania.com.
And I can counter that with Bray Wyatt. Anyway, continue on.
Bite me, bitch.
No.
Anyway.
But go read this column. It's on there.
You took that out of context. Anyway, yeah. You know what? John Cena doesn't need to win the title. And Rusev doesn't need to win the match to retain the title. And I think that Cena wins, but Rusev doesn't lose the title in this one. That's my pick.
I reckon we're going to get Cena winning the belt. But the thing is, I reckon the match between the two of them is going to be one of those hard-hitting slugfests where Rusev holds his own against Cena all the way to the very, very, very end, and Cena only just scrapes out by the skin of his balls for the win.
You couldn't say
and Rusev, no. I had to make it sound worse. I had to make it sound worse than it fucking could be. But, you know, they go toe-to-toe. Cena squeaks out a win, but Rusev still looks dominant as fuck. Mm-hmm. And that way, Rusev loses... Like, he loses a title, but he doesn't lose anything in that. Like, he can still come back for Cena and make him look... Still, he can still keep the whole ferocity and everything. He doesn't go to just being just another guy.
All right, I'm going to ask you this, Miss. Does Rusev tap out, pass out, or get pinned?
Because
you can play it up. Cena passed out. Does Rusev pass out?
Yeah, I would go the pass out if you want to sort of like as a plan B to save.
Because it would
Rusev
sort of,
as much as possible.
It would save him a little bit.
Yeah. Because at least that way he still holds, you know, I have still never been pinned, I have still never submitted, and it took Cena beating me half to death to get the loss happening.
Right.
Which works better for Rusev in the long term.
Fair enough. Hey Omega, what you doing?
Waiting for my turn.
Guess what, it's your turn.
Joy
to the world.
I would agree with Mason that this is going to be very hard fought. This is going to be very back and forth. John Cena, I expect, is going to just barely get over on Rusev. I would say by pinfall. Don't submit the guy. Then as John Cena holds the U.S. title, he cuts a stirring speech that turns all of Rusev's Russian escorts into John Cena fans, and they applaud.
All right,
it's very
Rocky
IV.
I was about to say, quote, watching Rocky IV so much. I suppose I didn't like you guys much, none either. But then I started beating up your champion, and you started cheering for me, so I guess you're okay. So,
Rocky solved the Cold War.
Yeah, Rocky ended the Cold War. There you go. And did you know Rocky IV was filmed in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada?
Everything's filmed in Vancouver.
In Vancouver, British Columbia.
Yeah.
Kind of.
The filming's so cheap there. I saw the other day where someone had actually, in order to actually make towns up in Canada actually look like New York, they have like entire sets pieces that they just lay out on the sidewalk to look like there's subways and shit.
Oh, yeah, and there are actually parts of Vancouver that if you're not looking too closely, you would say that, well, that could be Los Angeles, or that there, right across the street, that could be New York. It's just the way Vancouver's laid out.
Hey, better question, does Vancouver actually look like Vancouver anymore?
Only when it's not in a film or on TV. Which means that you have to go over the Fraser River emptying out into the Pacific Ocean on the big-ass bridge to make it look like Vancouver now.
Okay, good to know.
Or drive by the GM Place, which is the indoor arena known as the Garage. So,
more Vancouver facts brought to you by Tim Stein.
Yeah, I hate Vancouver. Can't stand it. Ugh.
But you know a lot about it.
Well, yeah, it's not a bad place to go visit in the summertime on vacation. I still hate it, though.
Anyway,
so we've got all these predictions done for Rusev and John Cena.
Yeah.
And stipulations included. We got to make sure because, you know, that this is going to give King Kittens nothing but headaches filling this out.
Oh, I know.
Which doesn't bother me any because the little fucker deserves headaches. If he's not smart enough to take a weekend off, that's not my problem.
A day.
That
big day.
Huh?
A day.
A day.
Just a day.
Just one day. Just take one day off.
It's like 500. It's 500 and what odd days, I mean, at this point.
I mean, that's not legal in Canada.
It's not legal anywhere.
And he's like breaking the law, so I guess it's a good thing that... he's not Mexican-American.
Well, he may be, because he works...
Well, he's in Arizona. That's my point, right? Everybody, you're listening to WTR, Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Don't go anywhere. We still have a whole bunch of matches to preview and take a look at. Of course, we've got the all-time greatest quick hits coming up after that. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Voice in your head.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air. Don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR wherever you are.
There is only one place to go for all the latest wrestling action figure reviews, and that's Wrestling Figure Wednesday, with new episodes every Wednesday and Friday. Wrestling Figure Wednesday provides you with some of the most intricate reviews of the latest wrestling action figures from both WWE and TNA. And if that's not enough, look out for some exclusive wrestling action figure reviews that you won't see anywhere else. The only place to find these wrestling action figure reviews is at youtube.com/MVG1211.
Hey gang, this is Tara, formerly known as Victoria from WWE, and I just want to say Matt Goldberg is a genius.
Make sure you check out Wrestling Figure Wednesdays today.
This is the Godfather of Extreme, Rob Parks. Tune in every Saturday, midnight-ish, for CB Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday nights, The Rack lays the smackdown on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
Join me, Lindsay Ward, and my handyman producer, Sir Rockin', as we give you all the latest wrestling news, discussions, our reactions to both NXT and SmackDown, along with interviews with some of our favorite wrestling superstars.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar. What's up? This is WWE Superstar The Miz. This is Mr. Money in the Bank, the undisputed future of WWE. Seth Rollins.
This is Kane from WWE.
The future is now when you experience The Rack. Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
What's up? This is WWE Superstar The Miz, and you are listening to Wild Talk Radio Network, and it is awesome.
Making me talk over this, and I like the song, and god damn it, Jesus. Bloody play stuff that is, like, enjoyable and that you like listening to.
WrestleMania 18.
Yep. That was a good WrestleMania. How well do you remember it? What was your favorite part?
This song being performed live. WrestleMania 18. Ugh. That'd have to be the hardcore battle, the hardcore title battle royal, three way between Kane, Raven, and Big Show.
No,
that was 17.
Where did WrestleMania 18 take place?
Toronto.
What was the big match?
Hogan.
Jericho, Triple H.
No, Hogan Rock.
No, Hogan Rock.
Oh yeah, that thing.
That one where the fans turned Hogan face in the middle of the match and booed the shit out of The Rock.
Not even the middle.
And they worked with it.
It was the beginning, not even the middle.
Yeah, they started out that match
by
turning Hogan face, Rock heel, so they went, fuck it, let's work with it.
And that was like one of the very first times I can remember that happening at such a big event.
But it also showcased how, like, good of a performer both men are.
Mm-hmm.
To be able to work with the crowd as they switch, because it wasn't just a simple thing of the crowd turns Hogan face and The Rock heel. They switched the guys back and forth throughout the entire match, and every time the crowd swung, those two swung with them.
Yep.
Wait, did Mace just... Praise
yes, he did, but back then Rock was full-time and a big part of WWE, so he didn't have a problem with him. You see, I know exactly what the score is.
I've made this well known that The Rock as a performer, I have much respect for. The Rock being a part-timer, I have no fucking respect for that.
What if he came in as a part-timer but wasn't fighting for the title?
I still would have issue. It's just like I have issue with The Undertaker this year. It's like I have issue with Sting this year, and to a degree, Brock Lesnar.
Well,
hopefully this year is the year that kills the concept of the part-timers headlining WrestleMania.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
wishful thinking, I know, but come on, just let me have some fucking hope.
Well, no. Abandon all hope, ye who enter WrestleMania.
They got to get 100,000 people in the building next year. A lot of phone calls are going to be made. Anyway.
Look, to be honest, at this point, the name WrestleMania means more than the people that are on the card.
Pretty much. You go because it's WrestleMania, not because of what's happening in the ring.
Exactly.
It's just like Super Bowl. Who's playing? I don't care. I'm at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, pretty much. I don't go and watch the Super Bowl just when the Seahawks are playing. I go every year. Why? Because it's always fun.
Yeah. And let's face it, half the time people watch the Super Bowl for the commercials.
They were awful commercials. If we haven't mentioned that before, they were awful this year.
This year sucked. I think the best year for commercials was 2005, the year that Janet Jackson showed us her nipple jewelry.
Was that really 2005?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because in 2006, Paul McCartney headlined the halftime show.
Has it really been 10 years?
It's been 10 years since Tittygate.
Yep.
Wow.
And yet, Americans are still hung up with showing nipples on TV.
And yet, I'm still surprised that, you know, you can call it the worst year for Super Bowl commercials ever when we got, you know, Avengers 2 trailer, Jurassic World trailer. Trailer-wise, it was really good this year.
They're not
good. Yeah. You're picking out the trailer specifically. He was talking about all the fucking commercials in general.
That they still replay to this day.
Made me want to go see Jurassic World.
I'm still annoyed by the fact that fucking Like a Girl bullshit fucking made it on the TV during the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, but let's keep those type of, you know, false fact political messages out of shit.
Moving back to wrestling.
Yeah, let's go to the other political bullshit.
Never play politics during sporting event commercials. A public service message from WTR Sunday night. Looking at the rest of the matches, up next we've got Sting confronting Triple H. And after you get past the ring entrances, you should have a good 15 minutes for the matchup. Minutes, by the way.
I wonder how they're going to modify the Triple H Castle Grayskull set this year.
Yeah.
And how will it fuck up this time?
And what music will they use that they will switch on the DVD?
It's still awkward to watch WrestleMania 27 and the Undertaker comes out to his own actual music and not the Johnny Cash song. It's awful.
Which they reference another Johnny Cash song, which you played.
Yes, before we started.
I noticed that. Yeah. I hope they don't use that.
No, I don't think they will for an entrance. It could be for a video package, but for an entrance.
Johnny Cash was awesome, and that's all there was.
A video package of what? He hasn't shown up.
I know. Well, there's still one day.
One day remains.
Technically two. But
no.
All SmackDown is going to do is preview WrestleMania.
Everything's happening on Monday. There's no TV tapings on Tuesday.
Oh, there's no tapings on Tuesday.
It's all hands on deck till Mania.
Oh, shit. So are they taping SmackDown first or after Raw?
Since they're on the West Coast, probably after, and it's probably only a couple of matches. Because they're going to do the cut-ins from Access. So in Canada, SmackDown will air on Thursday.
Oh, they've already said that it's not going to air till Thursday this year?
Yeah, because they have to do the cut-ins from Access.
Mm. Yeah, and, you know, amazingly enough, SmackDown in Canada moved to Wednesday because of hockey. Every other Wednesday is preempted. Guess why?
Hockey.
Exactly. I'm like, you fuckers, you should have just left it on Friday. You never show hockey on Friday.
They wanted to be ahead of the Americans for once.
And only half the time was that ever successful. But, anyway.
By the way, WWE Network is now available on Shaw.
Yes, it is. So. But here it is. You can't get it exclusively online in Canada. You actually have to subscribe to, first off, cable or TELUS TV, which is, digital TV through your phone line, or satellite. And they've got a block of channels you actually have to purchase. In the WWE Network, you get like a highlight channel.
And you're going
and to get, then you can get it online.
Yeah, you get the full access online after that. And yeah, on the app, because they updated the app for it.
It so pisses me off. It just does. I mean, I shouldn't have to spend $30 to spend $12. You know what I mean? When I don't want to watch the fucking highlight channel, I want to watch everything as it happens on the network.
No, no, it's not a highlight channel. The highlights are on demand. You get the live feed on the TV.
Well, yeah, they also, anyway, never mind.
You get the network feed on cable and everything else is on demand.
So, which is bullshit, but anyway. Yeah, no brainer. Sting wins this one.
Triple H movement? Come on, anyone? Anyone?
No.
Triple H bowel movement.
Bowel movement. There you go. Mace, Omega, are we unanimous?
This will be my nap time, to be honest.
You know, you don't care about this either way?
Not really.
Wow.
The way it's been booked, it has drained all...
Wow.
Fucks to be given out of it, because Triple H constantly running down Sting this entire couple of months,
mm-hmm.
with the final word probably going to him tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't care.
Wow.
Like, he has managed to drain every bit of excitement out of this match, whereas if Sting actually had a bit more interaction and a bit more confrontation in the build, then I'd be wanting to go. Last Monday was the perfect, was something that they should have been doing since the beginning. Sting coming out, clearing house, ripping into Triple H, even though you can't hear it. You just see the face, the expression of actual aggression on Sting.
And you know, he's calling out Triple H without doing it on the mic. He's just like making it personal.
He's just doing it. Instead, we've had silence, we've had pictures on a screen, we've had him up in the rafters and teleporting and all that bullshit, while Triple H has gotten away with ripping into him every week.
Well, I don't know if I'm exactly the opposite to that. It's just, I'm looking forward to the match, and I don't know if it's because it's Icon versus Icon, if it is, as Triple H laid it out in his promos, WCW versus WWE. It's just, I want to see these two getting it on in the ring, and I'm pissed off that it took this long to happen, but I'm looking forward to it. Omega?
I've wanted to see Sting versus Terra Rising for so long.
The dream WCW match.
No, I'm looking forward to this. Like, I understand, like, they could only get Sting to agree to so many appearances.
Mm-hmm.
So they're working with what they have. I think they could have handled it better because Triple H just coming out and running down Sting for 10, 15, 20 minutes every Monday night gets really fucking exhausting.
To their credit, they pulled back on that the last couple weeks.
They did. But it's, God, I don't know. Like, they're trying to keep a mystique to Sting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, just to hear him speak without any kind of effect over his voice, you had to pay $9.99 a month for the network.
Technically, no, it's because they actually put it out on their YouTube channel, too. Which had over 1 million views on it, by the way. That one video.
It's still... Like, if it's not on TV, then it's not getting the exposure that it could. It's still just kind of buried.
Oh, trust me, I know. The good thing, though, from what I hear, they've been practicing this match a lot. So
that's good.
So, you know, they got something good planned for this one.
They must have it down cold. I wonder how much real time they're going to have for it.
I would say
25. Oh, this will be a solid 30.
25 to 30 with entrances.
Okay, solid 30, Mace. Does that, it, Rock thinks it does. Do you include the entrance time with that?
No.
You go 35 with the entrances?
I'd probably go closer to 40.
Whoa.
Remember, Triple H's entrance takes so fucking long that it'll eat up at least 5 to 7 minutes on its own.
It could, yeah, you're right. Okay. I hate to admit it, not because it makes you right, but because the goddamn intro is longer than what we produce half the time.
Well, I watched, I went back and watched WrestleMania 30 last night.
Hold on. Fuck you, Tim.
I said half the time. Yours was 4.5 minutes this week. Mine's only averaging a minute and 40 seconds.
3:50, get it right.
Oh, shush you two. Back in your corners. I rewatched WrestleMania 30 last night, and Triple H's intro went for close to 5 minutes on its own. That was last year.
You know, I can't even remember who we fought last year.
Daniel Bryan.
Daniel Bryan. It was the first time in a long time you've seen Triple H do the curtain jerk. But, you know, that's why I reckon Triple H's intro can easily eat up 5 to 7 minutes this year. Then you've got Sting as well, which you know that's going to be a slow walk. It's going to be a soak up the atmosphere type thing. So there's your other half, your other 5 minutes or so.
Did they take his WWE girl music and update it?
I have no idea.
I heard a rumor, I think, that's what they were doing.
Hold on, it's nothing like the WCW version.
Yeah. If they really wanted
Man named Sting, god damn it.
If they really wanted to, all they'd have to do is take that, like, orchestral version they did for WWE 2K15 and just play that.
Oh, for the TV commercial? For the game?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that was good. Now, if they could get all of the violinists and cellists to do it live, that'd be even better.
Yeah, that's actually what I was about to suggest. If you want to really make a spectacle of it, do it live with the guys done up in Sting face paint like in the commercial.
Yep. That would be kind of cool.
To it, let's do it.
For those curious, this is what the current Sting music sounds like. That's current, and this was the WCW crow. Can you tell the difference?
Yeah, the second one sounds like a nice, epic superhero theme. Something you'd see in, like, a Tim Burton or a Christopher Nolan Batman film. Whereas the first one just sounds like a fucking an ADD 2-year-old with a bunch of crow sound effects and then hitting his head against his first drum set.
God, I don't mind the new intro, but it just doesn't have the personality of the WCW one.
You don't have the 2K15 commercial trailer music.
And I don't like Sting's entrance music has entrance music.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that. Goldberg, it's like that fucking gap in Seth Rollins' theme.
Yeah, yeah. And Chris Mace likes this.
And Cold Sting!
Come on, that's that nice cheesy mix of like late 80s, early 90s.
Well, yeah, that sounds like something that Kiss would have put out in the late 80s.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It sounds like a knockoff of the song Heaven's on Fire.
I'll have to look into that later. But that
riff.
But you know, it's one of those things like that. That back then suited the character. You know, that was back in the days of the bleach blonde beach bum Sting.
And the three color face paint.
yeah, you know, it was good. It was high energy, which was what the character was all about.
Mm-hmm.
When he moved into The Crow, you had that very 90s superhero deal, which was the beginning of the dark and gritty superhero, where you had movies like The Crow and
yep.
Daredevil and fucking
well, that
shit
must have
like
hurt
that.
For you to say.
Oh, it did. It,
I could tell.
Excuse me for a second and get the bile out of my throat.
Yeah, you might want to gargle.
Yeah. He's going to be Batman now.
And for Tim's little, you know, help.
Yeah, see, that was the 2K15 trailer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be awesome live.
Imagine that with the full orchestral on the sides of the stage.
Yes.
Exactly. Oh. With the great big kettle drum.
Yeah.
Rolling out. Yeah, hell yeah.
That would be just... Oh.
That would be that's a fucking
WrestleMania entrance.
Yep.
That is a WrestleMania entrance.
Now, watch them do that next year when he fights Undertaker.
Oh, fuck off.
He's not fighting The Undertaker.
No.
Yeah.
If they were going to do it, they would have done it this year.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but let's put that dream match up to death where it belongs.
I'm not going to put it on his deathbed yet. I'm sorry, I'm not doing it.
You know, I'd hold out for the better matchup, the more logical matchup, which is Shawn Michaels versus Sting. WWF icon versus WCW icon of that era.
Yeah. The guys who didn't go to the other place at all.
Again, it's Texas. Anything's possible.
Yeah, and Shawn Michaels will never come out of retirement without Undertaker's approval. However,
I'm sure.
Hang on. This WrestleMania could set up Undertaker saying, yes, do it.
And it's not even
just
Undertaker's approval. He wants to do something different and new.
And Sting?
Could be. Because he was posed, Daniel Bryan, and in his book he talks about, you know, that story's been told. Mentor versus, you know, pupil. That's already been told. If he comes out, he'll do something. He would do something new.
I don't know why, but if it's like, if I'm looking at Shawn Michaels versus Sting, for some reason I've got Stone Cold as the referee.
No, I would use Stone Cold as a referee for The Rock versus Brock Lesnar if that happens.
Yeah, use Bischoff as a referee. Sorry, I had to.
Honestly, if I'm going to pick anyone, it'd be Jericho. Like someone who is top on both companies.
Except Jericho wasn't really top on WCW.
He was WCW World Champion.
Eventually.
Yeah.
Technically.
When they brought the belts into the WWE.
And it led him to beating The Rock and Stone Cold on the same night. Back to the match itself.
Yeah, so I've got Sting. You guys have Sting too?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Jeez, this has got to be the only pay-per-view we've ever done pick'em for that we've had so many unanimous picks on the panel.
That's
the
because
writing
a lot
on
of
the
these
wall,
just...
The writing's on the wall on a lot of these.
Yeah, it's a big neon flashing sign saying this guy's gonna win.
Pretty much. I mean, the only one that we had fun with, but still, we picked for the most part, the most logical is the Andre the Giant Battle Royal, Damian Mizdow. And Omega didn't pick Mizdow.
Mm-hmm.
We'll give you a chance to change your mind.
Going back
drink the Kool-Aid, damn it!
Going back to that one, Imagine how if Damian Mizdow now has the trophy and he makes the Miz clean his trophy. It'd be awesome.
Yes.
Anyway.
That's what I mean. Mizdow winning that trophy just excels that storyline.
Yeah, thanks, Kane. I wasn't talking about we were completely unanimous except for that one. I'm just saying the writing isn't on the wall for that one. So, but that being said, the writing is not really on the wall for Orton Rollins either. Up next, what's the next match? AJ Lee and Paige taking on the Bella Twins, and I'm picking AJ Lee and Paige. I'm sick of the Bella Twins always coming out on top, Omega.
I think on top is the only position I'd like to see them in.
Ba-dum-bum. Cowgirl.
I'm tired of seeing it too. God, I've got so many baby faces going over. It's WrestleMania, but holy shit.
Yeah, that's the one pay-per-view where the majority of the your winners are the baby faces.
Yeah, send them home happy. I get it.
But hey, here's a twist. AJ Lee and Paige get into a little bit of a push me, push you at the end of the match while they're in the ring being victorious.
And we go back to exactly what they were doing before.
Yeah, skip that. I'm actually going to go against the grain. I'm going to have the Bellas going over because it's the winning match. Who gives a flying fuck?
There you go. Second pee break, is it?
Give Divas a chance. Nobody's got time for that.
Really is like disappointing because, like, to their credit, the Bellas have gotten better,
a lot better.
You know, like Bria especially was like, I almost started to like her in the ring, almost. And then she just kind of became her sister's lapdog, and it just went away.
Yeah.
You know, I get to thinking all the time. So we always talk about, like, when it comes to wrestling and, like, the tiers of wrestling we call, okay, low card, mid card, upper card. The Divas division used to have things like that. You know, Attitude Era, you could actually see, okay, these are the women who are always on top of the division. Like, these are your big star women. Now that...
Yeah,
it's... Well, Trish, Lita, Chyna when she was in that division...
Victoria.
Mickie James. Jazz. Ivory.
Yeah.
But the thing is,
like,
they all
you could actually like separate it out into high, mid, and low card. Unfortunately, like ever since they became Divas, they've just all kind of been the division. You know, and whoever's on top that week is just whoever's tits the writers like best that week.
Well, you have
terrible to say, but you're right.
But you sort of have that in NXT.
NXT does a lot better. Right.
You have your top girls, and then you have your bottom feeder girls.
But at the same time, NXT's women can wrestle better than most that we call divas.
So the future's so bright, you better wear shades.
That said, I will go face team on this one.
Okay, there you go. So, yeah, all right. And, of course, here's one where, he lost last year, so he's vulnerable, so anything can happen. So maybe Bray Wyatt has a chance to beat The Undertaker. Huh. Undertaker regains
slaughtered. I'm sorry.
Undertaker regains his WrestleMania victories. I'm with Mace.
For what reason, though?
What if they keep displaying the count? Like the match ends and it says 22-1.
Or they just start it again, 1-0.
Okay, no, that would give me a good chuckle. There's your WrestleMania moment right there, fans.
The streak begins again.
Yeah. The thing is, it's like, I can imagine it, like, The Undertaker's triumphant over Bray Wyatt in a very, very easy match. The display says 1-0. All of a sudden you hear, "Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Paul Heyman. And Heyman comes out and just blows the shit apart with a fucking, with a gigantic promo. And it's like, put the real number up there. And then it comes up as 22 and 1. Just to really stick it in.
Yeah, you just want to see that just for your own personal markout moment. And that's the only reason.
Oh, fuck yes. I'm being selfish on this one.
Okay,
I want my selfish moment. This matches Lindsay's selfish moment. We all know this. So give me a Paul Heyman to ruin any and all dreams and fantasies.
There you go. So are we all going Undertaker on this one?
No.
You're actually picking Bray?
There's no reason for Taker to win at this point.
Thank you.
This should be a passing of the torch.
Thank you, Omega.
That's the only way you build anything after this match.
Yeah, passing of the torch happened last year.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, it did.
It went to Brock fucking Lesnar, who probably sold the torch on eBay by now.
Knowing Brock, he pissed on the Paul torch, Heyman,
but, you know. Yeah. Brock Lesnar pissed on the torch. We all know that. But look,
it's Paul Heyman because he's the one who's been putting on the best show since.
Yeah. I'm only going Undertaker on this one because this would be the story of the Undertaker's redemption.
After
last year, but
it's redemption for what?
Yeah, it's true. Fuck it, I'll go Bray Wyatt for a laugh.
He's here one day.
Hold it. Jesus, you guys actually swayed Mace. Okay,
believe it or not, I really have been putting this one on Bray Wyatt since day one.
He's been carrying the feud for 6 weeks.
See, and that was and that's why I changed to The Undertaker, was because Bray has been carrying the feud, so it's going to make him look like fucking trash to have The Undertaker destroy him.
I don't think Undertaker's going to destroy him, but I still say he's going to win.
But also, you know, again, watching WrestleMania 30 last night and watching that moment, as we like to refer it.
The thing.
Yeah, I saw the thing.
The happening.
No, we call it the thing, Tim. Keep up.
It's the thing.
The occurrence.
The thing. It's the thing.
Thing is a hand, or the thing is, in some cases, Mothra. It depends on where you look.
No, yeah. That hand is not the thing, it's just thing.
Yeah, but then you also have it, which is a cousin too.
Which is a cousin.
Michael Cole actually says, after the thing happens, that the Undertaker is now mortal.
Mm-hmm.
Which really stuck in my head. It's like the Undertaker is no longer this being to be feared, which is how Bray's been playing it off. So, what better way to show that the Undertaker is mortal than to have Bray beat him? Because we had last year where the immortality was broken by Brock Lesnar. Here comes Bray Wyatt, like the vulture that he is, to pick off the carcass. So I'll go Bray on this one too.
I'm sticking with Taker.
Just remember, people, tune in Thursday to watch Lindsay go, aah.
Kaboom. She's going to blow up.
She has to pick between her boo-boo and fuzzy.
It's one-sided on that one.
Yeah, I'm not surprised there.
Well, find out the reasons, as you've heard all for the last 4 weeks. But tune in Thursday to hear them all on the preview show, 10 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah. Program go back. Hey, guess what? Time for the main event. Ladies and gentlemen, Brock Lesnar defends against Roman Reigns. I've been waiting to find out the Mace's pick on this one. But we'll wait because Omega's got stuff to say.
You know, Paul Heyman has really been carrying both sides of this feud all by himself.
He is Roman Reigns' manager at some
point. Yeah, he's managing Roman Reigns more often than Brock, because Brock's not there as often. Honestly, there's only so many times I can have filet mignon. The last couple of Raws, I've honestly kind of been getting exhausted of Paul Heyman promo. Yes, it's good. Yes, it's really good. But there's still the same points he has to hit because it's Brock Lesnar. You know, and it's not. You can't even say it as Brock Lesnar, but I can't say it the way he says it because I do not have that in me.
Nowhere?
Nope. Nowhere in me.
Damn.
I looked.
Can you buy it on eBay?
I don't know. Is Brock selling it?
You may have to look.
Mm.
After WrestleMania?
Yeah. Honestly, I'm not sure what to make of this match anymore.
It's intriguing because there's an element of, will they really do it?
Well, because if you... Well, God, you know, I hate to go by dirt sheets on everything, but, you know, there's just as many reports about Brock retaining because of the reaction Roman Reigns has been getting as there are of them sticking to their guns and giving it to Roman.
Then tomorrow's D-Day. If will he or won't he sign? At least that's it, according to people. They want to say that's the D-Day because, you know, they want him signed before WrestleMania.
Yeah, that's the hard part about this match. Like, I would actually I might go with Brock to win if he comes out of Raw and we know that there's a new contract in place. Because that rumor of Cena and Bryan holding the mid-card belt so they can still have popular guys with championships to elevate them while Brock kind of does the Brock thing and only shows up when paid enough. That's actually a scenario I could see. Because there is a certain amount of logic to it.
All right, and I'm going to pose this question to you like I posed to Lindsay last week on the rack.
Mm.
If Roman can't beat Brock, who can?
As for the IWC, the answer is Daniel Bryan.
It's not going to be Daniel Bryan.
Please, fucking Daniel Bryan's a one-course meal for Brock Lesnar.
I said ask the IWC.
See, that is the hard part. You see, I could even if it isn't Reigns, though.
Who? It's who?
Yeah.
Because they haven't done a good enough job to build up the next.
Yeah, that's exactly the point. And even Roman hasn't been built up. He should have been untouchable.
He should have been the badass monster in the Shield.
Yeah.
But not in the Shield.
Yeah, he should have been laying out guys left and right.
Instead of losing two matches on Raw.
Yeah. In his first singles losses. Good job, guys.
We had to build the guy on the road to WrestleMania.
It's such a hard one to call. And then you got Seth.
And now the whole thing with Brock. His contract runs out next Monday.
This Monday, tomorrow.
No,
next Monday.
Next
he's
Monday.
Scheduled
Monday,
for
the day after
WrestleMania.
Yeah, okay.
That's his final date. That's also a factor with the Seth Rollins situation.
Yeah, because Seth, they might let Brock win tomorrow night and then...
win at WrestleMania and lose it on Raw?
Possibly.
Seth Rollins cash in on Raw after Brock Lesnar's blindsided and attacked. First by Roman Reigns, then the Authority. No.
The other thing that makes me doubt Roman is the fact that they haven't brought up injured ribs in weeks. Seth bragged about it, but no one's ever made a point about it in the feud so far. And that was how the whole setup was, so that he could beat Lesnar with a spear because he has bad ribs.
Mm-hmm.
If we had heard more about that, then yeah, I would actually go with that.
but we haven't heard anything about the broken ribby, like you were saying.
Yeah, it's just been completely moot.
Yep. Hard to pick.
Mm-hmm.
What's your before Omega gives his pick, what's your thinking, Tim?
Well, again, this is one of those things that I want to wait until Thursday to pick because I want to find out the contract status.
But what's your feeling on the match?
I basically laid out, more or less I alluded to or hinted at or basically directly pointed out what I think is going to actually happen. I think that Lesnar retains the title by the skin of his teeth, but he winds up dropping it to Seth on Monday, which is what we, you know, we're talking about. I see that as the most likely scenario, unless he signs a new contract.
And
if he signs a new contract, then he doesn't drop the title on Monday.
Okay.
But yeah, I see Brock doing everything he can to make Roman Reigns look as credible as possible. And I've been going back and forth on this for I don't know how long, thinking, well, they're going to give it to Reigns. No, they're not. Yeah, they are. No, they won't. Well, yeah, what's contract status? And that's my big stumbling block right there. The goddamn contract status.
The thing
wasn't,
is,
you know, because if you stop and you think about it, what was it, Lesnar versus Goldberg?
Mm-hmm.
On a fuck you, we both quit match?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh. Right? Nobody cared about it, and you knew what was going to happen. Ultimately, Steve Austin was going to stunner both of them, and he did.
Right. It was Goldberg's one-year contract went out, and Brock went to play football.
Yep. Or at least try.
At least, he practiced a lot.
Yeah, he got sent to NFL Europe and quit because he didn't want to go.
He does that a lot.
Yeah. That's one of the reasons why I'm not a Brock Lesnar fan. He doesn't fight through things. He doesn't earn stuff.
I'm going to hold my breath until I get my way.
Yeah, pretty much. Only did that once. I let him pass out. He came around and never did it again.
Now, that's great parenting.
It is. Don't be a wise ass. Because as soon as the kid passes out, he's going to start breathing again. There's no damage.
So we either wait for Brock to pass out or contract diverticulitis.
Yeah, pretty much, again. But if he's going to contract diverticulitis, doesn't he have to go hunting in butt-fuck nowhere, Canada?
That's what he did all winter. So, I think up in Vancouver, too.
God. So, even with the contract status, they could still re-sign Brock and just bring him in as an attraction, too.
Right, they can still bring him back even though they doesn't resign, but they want it. They want
well,
it to
I mean,
be clear.
I mean, they could still take the title off of him and still resign him.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
well,
you would see like Cena and you'd see Cena and Bryan as the holding the U.S. and Intercontinental Championships as kind of a backup to what might be a weak Roman Reigns champion.
Here's the thing about Roman Reigns, and Mace will chime in here in a second. He's been at the house shows this weekend. He was being cheered more than Daniel Bryan. Think about that one. He's not on TV getting cheered like that, but the house shows, he's over. So it's working somewhat.
It's funny, because when I was at a house show and he was the main event, half the crowd walked out during his entrance.
Well,
including people
was that?
Like last year.
This would be kind of hard because they have to walk past him to do that.
No, that was the funniest thing. People were pushing past him to get out of the way. Like he was halfway down one of the seating rows, and about half a dozen people got up and walked straight through him and security just to get out of the building. See, I'm with everybody else here. Like, Brock's contract is probably the biggest factor in this, and the fact that it's all coming down to practically the last minute makes it impossible to pick right now.
All right, make your picks for today. And you have till Sunday at 5 p.m. to make your change.
Make it Sunday at 4 because WrestleMania. Oh, wait, no, I'm thinking that. Never mind.
In that case, if we're going to pick today based on the information that we know and with Brock's contract still expiring without a renewal, I'm going to put it on Roman Reigns to take the match. However, if I'm wrong, then I'm still fucking happy. Either way, Mace wins.
Omega?
Part of me wants to think that they have thought it out far enough that, you know, they actually might keep it on Brock and keep him on a little bit longer. But I remember WrestleMania last year and how overbooked it was to get Daniel Bryan into the match, and then what they did with him during the match, which, you know, he's been a good chunk of that injured, getting stretchered out, and then, you know, beating off the injury and returning to the ring and winning, and in WWE's like super ultra overbooking style. That said, I would call right now, with Brock's contract status unknown, I would give it to Roman Reigns. I would also see Seth cashing in and Roman Reigns still winning. I expect WWE to overbook the living fuck out of this match, trying to get Reigns over.
So basically that quote-unquote leaked script that we read after the show last week,
which was changed to satire.
Yeah, it was changed to satire to protect the fact that's exactly what Omega thinks is going to happen.
No, but that when Omega says he's overbooking, that's the type of overbooking that he's describing.
Yeah.
You know, that script had two match restarts, one by Triple H, which included Seth Rollins coming out and getting his ass whooped, and then you had Vince coming out and restarting it a second time, only to have Roman go over, you know, three times in the span of 10 minutes. You know, which is the type of overbooking that I can agree with Omega with. You know, if you're going to do this and you want Roman Reigns, you really want to push the fact that you will love Roman Reigns, you know, grab people by the shirt and just shake them until they fucking love him.
That's how you're
going to do it.
Yeah.
You got to have to overbook it.
Yeah,
you are going to have to browbeat your audience into the idea that nobody else is great except Roman Reigns, and if you don't like it, tough shit, you will cheer for Roman.
Sounds like you're bitch slapping the fans. Holy cow.
Well,
that's what they've got to do to get him over.
I know.
Think of what they did with Bryan last year to make that win. They beat Triple H, Randy Orton, and Batista in the same night.
Yeah, but they didn't have to overbook for the fans to believe in Daniel Bryan. Fans believed in Daniel Bryan from SummerSlam, and even before then.
Yeah.
No, but they had to overbook to cover the original planning. The original planning was going to be Randy Orton versus Batista, with Batista going over.
Right.
They had to build this story in a short amount of time of Daniel Bryan, the underdog, beats Triple H, is injured, still overcomes to beat Batista to win the belt.
And here's the thing, they shouldn't have to overbook Roman Reigns if they just, you know, booked him to win matches on Raw.
If they booked him credibly for the last maybe 3 or so months, would have been nice.
Having his ass handed to him by Big Show for 5 weeks in a row and barely squeaking out wins.
And losing to Big Show. Anyway, moving on.
I didn't mean to mean all of them were wins. Anyway, yeah, so there it is.
Yes, so I'll beat your audience and eventually they will do what you want.
So everyone make a pick for that one?
What's that?
Everyone made a pick for that one?
I don't think Tim did.
I actually picked Brock Lesnar to retain on WrestleMania Sunday.
So there you go. As always, we'll have the thing out tomorrow after Raw for the pick 'em on the Facebook group, because you have to make sure the match is official. And everybody make their picks. Facebook.com/groups/WildTalkRadioNetwork. On the Facebook page, Facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork. Twitter.com/WildTalkRadio. Or, you know, the old fashioned email, media@WildTalkRadio.com.
Absolutely.
Mail address if they want to send their picks in like 3 weeks ago so they would get them on time?
No.
Care of Tim Stein in Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
Yeah, just send it to Tim Stein, Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
Someone will find out.
Somebody will be like, what the fuck? Yeah, anyway, why don't we just get to the all-time greatest?
Who's the man? Huh? Who's the man?
It's time for another WTR original.
I am the greatest.
All-time greatest.
Well, whoop-de-freaking-do!
Help us decide what the greatest intro, submission move, or even the greatest title run ever truly is.
I hope I score.
Interact with us in the real-time chat and find out who or what will end up being the all-time greatest.
It's the top.
You can also get in touch with us through MySpace, Geopages, or Angel Fire.
MySpace.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork.
our ICQ number is...
Yeah. I actually used that for a week in 2001.
Anyway, Top Rope, Brainbuster, Crossface, Omega, go.
Just your plain old Crossface?
Yeah, the Crossface.
The Crossface.
Yes.
By name redacted.
Yes.
The
one Triple H uses. And made famous.
Yes, what? Of course. the Top Rope Brainbuster. Brainbuster already looks like it hurts like a motherfucker, and then you take it even higher. The crossface is a good submission hold.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give it that. I will take just like blunt force trauma over, over most submissions. If it's going to finish a match, I want it to be like a grapple move, and I want it to hurt like hell.
Okay. Mace.
Brainbuster!
Reasoning?
Because Brainbuster.
Tim?
I'm sorry. Top Rope Brainbuster. Ouchies X Affinity.
Tim? Your turn.
Top Rope Brainbuster because... boobs.
Scorpion Deathlock versus the Sharpshooter. Mace.
Here's going to be the funny thing. I'm going the Sharpshooter. I don't know why. It could be that it's the slight difference in positioning or the way that Brett puts it on. It just, for me, it looks better. It looks cleaner. And either way, it still fucking hurts. So, Sharpshooter.
Omega.
I'm almost tempted to go Scorpion Deathlock, all because the Sharpshooter's been tarnished by the Rock. Whatever the fuck that thing is he puts on that they keep calling a Sharpshooter.
What that is, that's the constipator. Because whenever Rock puts it on, he looks constipated.
He's got a grunt and groan through it, so it looks like something's actually happening.
And he does a very bad job of it. But hey, Natty and TJ are bringing it back. Natty does a great Sharpshooter.
I give it to the Sharpshooter because... probably for the same reason Mace did. It's in the execution. Sting's got more of a setup. There's a little bit more flair to when he puts it on. Brett's all business. Like when he puts that on, it's on.
Bret Hart is always all business.
It looks when he puts it on, it looks like, you know, a match ending submission.
Yeah, if I could be serious for a minute.
Wrong Canadian.
Yeah, he only hooks one leg.
I give that joke 4 out of 10.
Tim.
There is a reference.
I give that reference a 4 out of 10. Well, you know, everybody figures it's the same move, just different names. Not completely true. With Sting, like Omega said, there's more flair. It's actually a little bit, tiny little bit more elaborate, but the sharpshooter actually puts a whole lot of pressure and stress on the lower back compared to the deathlock. Scorpion deathlock doesn't focus all of that. And when you see Bret do it again, like May said, you see how low Bret gets when he gets down there, right? And then when he pulls back, just enough. That's the trigger right there. And call it execution if you want, versus Flair. But sharpshooter.
Next week on the show is the sharpshooter and the brainbuster move on. The frog splash versus the figure four, and the pile driver versus total elimination. On the next all time greatest.
Ooh, we might be doing all-time greatest next week, and it might be 2 weeks. Depends on how long the show goes next week for WrestleMania 31. Just so you're forewarned.
Yes.
Yeah, so why don't we do some quick hits?
Let's do it.
Time now for some WrestleTalk Radio quick hits. Wow. That's right. It's that part of the show where our panel has 60 seconds to answer sometimes outrageous and ridiculous questions posed to them. Step up to the plate and get ready for some WrestleTalk Radio quick hits.
Tim, favorite WrestleMania moment?
Do I have to pick one thing or can I pick a story?
Sure. Either one.
Owen beats Bret. Bret beats Yoko.
Well, that's a moment. Mace, same question.
You want to know the scary one? It's Hogan versus The Rock.
Oh my god.
It is the one match I can go back to at any point and rewatch, and I still feel the same goosebumps that I felt on the day watching it live.
Okay, so Omega, what's your favorite WrestleMania moment? Please tell me it's all the mamas coming out with Brodus Clay.
Oh god, I'd totally forgotten about that. God damn you for reminding me.
You're welcome.
For me, it's Shawn Michaels and Jericho at 19. That's my absolute favorite match. It's the two guys that, since I was a kid, I wanted to see them in a major match like that. Everything I wanted it to be, and it's only gotten more special since I've gotten to talk to both guys about that match now.
You're welcome.
Yes.
Tim, what's your favorite WrestleMania entrance?
Undertaker to Johnny Cash's music.
Mace.
Shawn Michaels, WrestleMania 12.
Omega.
This is actually hard. There's a lot of those entrances that were so good. Big, grand, epic scale entrances, and God. You know the scary thing? Hmm. This is embarrassing to me. It's one of Cena's entrances.
Which one?
It's the one where he had the clone army.
Ah, okay.
Oh, God.
There's something like... Okay, this might be the film guy in my head, but there's something about like the image of him charging down the ramp past all of these duplicates doing his hand wave. Like, there's just like... In this really weird way, there's something mesmerizing about that to me. Like... I wish they kept that shot longer because they cut away from it really quick. But as he's charging down the ramp, all these different scenes lined up. There's this like weird like visual trick that it plays, and it's interesting. Like aside from just being a big entrance, because when they all come out to his original theme, that in itself is a cool part. But there was just something about that just kind of like. Yeah, I want to go back and see that again.
And you can on the WWE Network.
Or on YouTube. It's on YouTube.
On the WWE Network for only $9.99.
You don't have to fiddle through like 4 hours of footage to find it.
WWE Network for only $9.99. Tim.
That brings us to another conclusion to another episode of WTR Sunday Night Wrestling Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Thank you for joining us, everybody. You can follow yours truly, Tim Stein, on Twitter at Flames Forums. Now, I don't just tweet about hockey, but you're going to get a bunch of hockey tweets during the hockey season. Forewarned is forearmed. Also, check out my columns on PAWmania.com. follow the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Oh, hey, here's the entrance for free on YouTube, posted by WWE.
There you go. Yeah,
that's not even illegal.
Yeah, follow
Wild. By the way, I found the top 10. How could I forget Macho Man at WrestleMania 9?
Rock, finish the show.
Anyway, you can... we'll get to the real plugs in a minute. Tomorrow night is a Raw Post Show. Yes, Raw Post Show, not ever whatever Tim calls it. 11:10 p.m. Eastern is WrestleMania. We continue to recap everything that happens on the Go Home edition of Monday Night Raw. Tuesday, apparently, Mace on his Twitch channel, which is twitch.tv/TheMaceThing, right? Right?
twitch.tv/TheMaceThing2.
Oh, TheMaceThing2. He'll be simulating part one of two of WrestleMania matches, because part two... There's three of them? Three?
Yeah, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday nights.
There you go. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday on Twitch TV, twitch.tv/TheMaceThing2. You can catch him simulating some matches 9 p.m. Eastern?
Yes, 9 p.m. Eastern on Tuesday and Wednesday, and Friday at 11, so that way you can watch SmackDown.
Mace, SmackDown's on Thursdays.
Well, fuck it, 9 p.m. then, fuck you all. I was trying to screw you, I was trying to be nice.
And anyway, Thursday night's The Rack, 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll preview WrestleMania, NXT, recap SmackDown, if there's anything to talk about, and more. Follow us on Twitter at WTR_Rack, Facebook.com/WTRTheRack. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, YouTube.com/WTRTheRack. Follow Lindsay on Twitter at LindsWard and Behance.net/LindsWard. Check out her brand new art beats right now on those particular pages. Saturday Night Midnight-ish, it is CB Radio, the weird, the wacky, the unusual, preview WrestleMania. And go back and listen to last night's episode where we play real or fake MTV shows and we experience Google Feud. And then it started with Subway trying to now sell his own selfies. Anyway, it's CB Radio, weird, wacky, unusual. Follow the show on Twitter at CB Radio WTR, Facebook.com/cigarettebuttsandbandanas, use the hashtag BlameRob, and go to CBRadioLive.com. We will be back next Sunday night for another edition of Wrestle Talk Radio, 11 p.m. Eastern, right after WrestleMania. You can follow me on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. You can get the shows on iTunes and Stitcher on Archives. Just search Wild Talk Radio Network. And on TuneIn Radio, wherever you are when we're live, just search Wild Talk Radio Network. Mace.
Yes, you can follow me on the Twitter machines at TheMaceThing. And as has already been spoken about, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday nights over at twitch.tv/TheMaceThing2, I will be simulating matches from WrestleMania 31 Tuesday night will be Seth Rollins versus Randy Orton and AJ Lee and Paige versus the Bellas. Night two will be Sting versus Triple H and the US Championship match, and culminating night three with The Undertaker versus Bray Wyatt and the WWE Championship, all starting at 9 p.m. on their respective days. And if you want to actually check out anything else I'm doing video game wise, go to youtube.com/WTR Games Garage, where there should be some stuff about Final Fantasy 15 coming up very, very soon.
Stay up to date on wildtalkradio.com. There'll be different articles about WrestleMania. Join the Facebook group, because we're going to be posting some questions and all that fun stuff about WrestleMania as the week goes on. Omega?
As usual, most of my stuff can be found over on YouTube at TJ Omega. I am followed on Twitter at TJ Omega. And over on Facebook, my updates get posted to TJ Reviews. And then there's the website, tjomega.org, that is painfully out of date.
Update it.
I'm working on much bigger things for the future at the moment, so right now it's got to wait.
He's planning world domination. But for only $10, you can join his organization and help him, you know, with his world takeover.
You're not too far off.
And if you do, he will send you a button of some sort.
No, it's not go that far.
A signed scrap piece of paper?
Let's not go that far.
He will send you a...
Just stop.
He will tweet you a photo of a penny. Anyway, buy his stuff on eBay if he's still selling stuff. Yes? No?
Sales right now are on hold because eBay's bill next month is going to be big enough as it is.
Okay, so we're right here. See you next Sunday night, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.